Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this is Lake. Did you request a callback from customer service?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a survey yesterday for Home Depot. And they said that if I do the survey, I get a Dyson vacuum for a $5 shipping and handling. And I see it's a $59 bill.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your billing zip code?
91746.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
First name is Pigmenio, last name is Aguirre.
Okay. And verify your address for security purposes.
It's 1103 Bromley Avenue. That's in La Puente, California, 91746.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see here where you did try to take a survey to try to win the Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
Yes, I did a survey, and it said a $5 shipping and handling for the thing. Zero cost to me. But I just saw my bill, my online statement, was a $59.98 charge.
Correct. Yeah, we don't charge you anything for the shipping for the Dyson Vacuum 11. That's an entry to win through the sweepstakes. The reason why we billed you for that was because whenever you put your information in, it does tell you on the terms and conditions that we automatically enroll you into our Bites Hub meal planning app subscription. Basically, it's an app that that actually focuses on to help you how to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. That's what that's for.
Okay, but I didn't sign up for that $59.99.
When you put your information in, that's what you were signing up for. We don't charge you anything for the vacuum. That's an entry to win it. If you win it, you get it for free.
This oh, that's when you win.
If you happen to win, it's an entry. Yeah, through the sweepstakes. Yeah, so if you do win, you don't have to pay anything for it. It's an entry. So we didn't charge you $5.
Okay, yeah, you charge you $59.98.
That is correct. So when you put your information in, that's what you're authorizing, not $5. So that means if you don't want to pay that, then you don't sign up.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't show that unless you go under the terms and conditions.
It tells you to read the terms closely, and then it gives you that information.
Oh, it doesn't. It just, there's no way in the bottom, it's just terms and conditions. And
that is correct, and that's what you have to read. It's on there. That's why they tell you to read the terms closely before submitting it. All right. All right. Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No, I don't want anything. Period.
All right. Yeah, I can get it canceled out. I can cancel. But yeah, that's why they tell you to read the terms closely, because this is where that information is listed.
No. Yeah, I want my money back. That's not what I signed up for.
I'm sorry about that. This is what you were signing.
Yeah, because
for.
It's deceiving the way the thing is. It's really deceiving. It just tells you zero cost to you, only pay $5 for shipping and handling. Not unless you go on the bottom, way in the bottom, and look at the terms and conditions. That's the only way you can see it. But it's not there on the page when you pay for it. On your credit card, you know it's not there. It's deceiving.
I'm sorry.
If I would have known about it, and that was weird, because I got a text from my bank and say, do you want to pay this?
Uh-huh.
And I go, yeah, because it was $5. Uh-huh. But when I saw my statement the next morning, it was $59.98. Wait a minute, what the hell is this?
Oh, so you thought, when they asked you, you thought you were paying the $5.
Yes. That's when they sent me that thing and said it was $5. So I said, okay, that's fine. But when I saw $59.99 or $98, I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this. Because the bank gave me a warning. Because it declined it the first time. So they said, I got a text right away. They said, are you authorizing this payment for this company? And I said, yes. Just go back in and put it in, and we'll authorize it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. So it looks like here the only thing that I can do, I will go ahead and get that subscription canceled out. That way they don't bill you for this every month. As far as the refund, I can do a courtesy $45 for you.
Oh, no. I want my full refund. I mean, why am I going to get $5 only if I pay almost 60 bucks? And I'm not going to be using the system.
You said $5?
No, you said you're only going to give me credit $5.
No, sir, I said $45. I didn't say $5.
Yeah, but that's not what I paid for. I paid $60.
Okay, but that's what you authorized when you put your card in.
It said $5. I'm telling you, you're so deceiving. You have
to scroll down, sir. Well, we don't charge you $5. And like I said, it tells you to read the terms closely, and it tells you that we're going to bill you $59.89.
I just saw it. I went back to the thing and saw it. I went way on the bottom and looked at it where it says terms and conditions.
That is correct.
I saw it. Yeah, but I'm telling you, it was not there. Where you put your credit card and all that stuff in there?
Uh-huh.
It's nothing is there. Not unless you scroll all the way down to see that.
Okay, well, that's why you're supposed to scroll all the way to the bottom to read it before you put your card in.
They credit me the $45 or whatever it is and cancel the whole thing. That's what I get for doing surveys. I knew I shouldn't have done it. Like they always say, something for free is not free.
Yes, sir. Give me just 1 second, okay? I'll get that put on the account. You have to allow it 3 to 5 business days. Just one moment, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I know it on there because I usually, when people call in, I usually tell them to read it to me, so I know it's on there.
No, I know it's there now because that's why I went in there and looked, and I did the whole survey all over again and looked at it, and it's not there.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I did the whole thing all over again to see where was that at. And then
okay.
I went all the way down to the bottom and saw it. But if it's a first-time person that does it and don't see it, they're going to think, oh, it's this. It's deceiving. There's nothing that says, look at the terms and conditions. That's what I'm arguing about.
Oh, well, then the customer, I had it read it, and they said it was on there. They read it to me. So
no,
sure
it wasn't there on mine.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You have to, like I'm telling you, you have to, it doesn't tell you, look at the terms and conditions. It doesn't.
Uh-huh.
You just put your credit card in. And that's how I found out that when the bank texted me last night and says, are you authorizing this payment?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure why it wasn't on yours, but when the other customer read it, it told them to read it. So I'm not sure why you didn't see it.
No, I don't mind. And I'm telling you, and I did it again, twice, to make sure. I go, what did I miss? Where did I miss that it was $59.99?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm calling.
Oh, I understand. Well, I'll have to get them to check into that. One second. Let's see. You're just still pinning anyway. Give me 1 second.
That's what I was saying is deceiving for that reason.
I understand. One second, I was getting everything notated on the account for you.
What was that?
I'm getting everything notated that we discussed on the account.
Okay.
So I did go ahead as a one-time courtesy and refund the full amount for you. Allow it 3 to 5 business days. Would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Yes, let me write it down. Make sure.
Okay.
What is it?
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
The number is going to be 920.
Okay.
606.
Okay.
402.
And what's your company's name?
We just supply for online vendors. It will be whoever you signed up through.
That's Home Depot.
Correct.
Do you have your telephone number?
Let's see. Our number is 855-207-1119.
1119?
1119, yes. 3-1,
okay.
The 1-9, yes.
And your name?
My name is Lakin. It's
L-A-K-E-N.
Correct, yes.
It's an odd name like mine.
Look, trust me, I get it all the time.
Because my name is hard, too.
What, to my own?
Mine's odd, too.
What's your name, the first one?
Epigmenio. It's E-P-I-G-M-E-N-I-O.
What was it say again?
It's Epigmenio.
You said Epimanual?
It's Epigmenio.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
It's different. Way different.
It's way different, yes.
Well.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
I appreciate it, ma'am. And,
definitely well.
Like I said, you know, it was deceiving for me. It was deceiving.
Oh, okay, I do apologize.
Because usually
that.
when I get into something, I always read the terms and conditions. And this one didn't have any terms and conditions. This one, and then my bank warned me about it. That's an odd one. Because I usually don't get the bank calling me back and say, "Hey, you want to pay for this?" So.
Yeah, I know. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I want to pay for this. I'm just signing up. I guess they know something I didn't know.
Yeah, I know. Guess you'll have to check next time, huh?
Yeah, but I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, you're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.